You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to a special edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. It's wonderful to be here. I hope you are all hearing this. Let's check the audio levels. Yep, it should be. Well, hopefully it's streaming out. Apologize, but the home office, the technology is still being worked out. You guys are all hearing me on Zoom, right? Awesome. Yeah. So we're doing a special broadcast today all about how to keep business going in challenging times. And to talk about this with all of you, my loyal listeners, and with people in the greater community, I've brought on a panel of experts. Yes, I mean, people who really know what they're doing. They have tremendous, tremendous experience, knowledge. And it is my pleasure to welcome to the show, back to the show, Adrian Miller, who is a sales trainer and consultant with decades of experience and a book to her name, as well as Scott Mason, who is an entrepreneur, attorney, motivational speaker, and principal of Scott Mason, LLC. Jerry Quinn from Driving Improved Results. Jerry Quinn has started 5 companies and has experience starting, growing, and selling businesses. And none the least, also my dear friend, Dr. Sherry Green, who is an amazing holistic podiatrist and an amazing healer and restorative physician. So welcome, everybody, to this special show. Hey. So let's get started. I think I'll kick it off with Adrian in no particular order. So things are very different than they've been in the past. We're entering into uncharted territories, but there's still some, when it comes to sales and marketing, there's still some basic principles we need to deal with, right?
Definitely. But you have to deal with those basic principles differently, because you can't go to market in quite the same way, because no one's going to receive you the same way right now.
Right. And that's one of the big challenges, is that people are trying to do business the same old way. And in this environment, people are just not going to respond to that, are they?
No. And some of the people who were trying to do business the same old way, for them, the same old way was really pretty obnoxious, even in the good times, with all due respect. The yeah. people who are come across as pushy. We all, you know, everybody, isn't it the cliche, the pushy salesperson? People who, when you raise your hand a little, take that as an indication of a buying signal. Well, your hand is over here, and it's definitively a query for more information. That cliche of always be closing always made me want to vomit. And
yeah, absolutely.
Want to do it even more so now. So while certain core fundamentals are still at play, what value do you add? What improvements you can make? what benefits your product or service can provide. Those things never went away and will always be there. I think good times and bad, how you present them, it makes a difference right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Jerry, you've started many businesses. You've been involved in the business community for many years. What would you say to people who are, you know, were thinking of starting a business and now they're just like terrified to even dip their toe in the water?
Some of the biggest and best businesses came out of the Great Depression. So if you can start a business really leanly, and then grow it as the economy recovers, you'll be really well positioned to have a growing business. Because you'll be taking those lean kind of habits and using that to expand, and you'll have a better chance at, you know, profitability and catching hold. But of course, you've got to address a need in the marketplace. You can't offer something that people don't want or don't need. And so getting to the place where you're at right now is to look at what businesses are thriving. Certainly food stores are thriving and the whole supply chain for that. And same thing with pharmacies and medical equipment and all the kinds of things. Look at what's thriving now. See if what you offer can be part of the supply chain for that industry and see if you can pivot. And I talk to people about strategic flexibility when they're doing their business planning. How can you adjust what you're doing to be relevant now and to link into the things that are what people really need.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because what people needed 3-4 weeks ago is not the same as what they need right now. Mm-hmm. Dr. Sherry Green, in this environment, it's very easy to get like overstressed. You know, there's so many concerns and so many worries. And we'll sprinkle out, you know, some tips and things throughout the entire hour. But what would you suggest just in general for how people can keep from overstressing right now?
Yeah, Sam, that's probably the biggest thing is the stress factor for everyone that we're all facing because, you know, looking at, you know, financials, looking at the health of your physical body, watching people get sick. It's unnerving and stressful. And one of the most important things for your immune system is actually to be strong right now. And stress is one of those things that will weaken the immune system. So one of the things that I keep encouraging my patients right now is really about how do you de-stress? And a couple of things that we all need to do is ground ourselves. And so what does that mean exactly? How do you ground yourself? So grounding can be anything that puts you back into your body and actually connects you back to the earth. So things that are like that are even simple things like self-massage. Little self-massage of our feet brings you right back into the body and it does get you grounded. A little essential oils, a little bit of oils, pushing around in your feet after you take a shower in the morning, really, really grounding. Getting out for a walk in nature. You know, we're all being told to move right now as much as we can, especially with home businesses and being online all day. We have to move our bodies. So getting out for a walk, just taking even a short walk is going to help you. If you have a park or any sort of nature by you, that's going to help get you regrounded. Taking a dance break during your day, just moving and dancing, putting on some good music, that will also help get you regrounded. And always, like, if you have children or pets, playing with kids or playing with your animals, that can be super, super grounding. There's so many things. There's meditation. There's using imagery exercises. There's a whole host of things on the internet. There's something called, I wanted to share, people wanted to look this up, called thought field therapy, TFT, which is, there's a technique called collarbone breathing, and you can Google collarbone breathing, and it's a really easy way to do a breathing exercise to reduce the amount of stress.
Cool. Yeah, absolutely. Breath is, is so, so important and so key today. And it's so basic and so simple. And sometimes we forget, just how powerful it can be to just sit back and take a deep breath. Scott, you've been also in business for a long time. You've had brick and mortar businesses. Brick and mortar businesses are having the toughest time right now. What advice would you give to fellow business owners right now for how to weather the storm?
I think the biggest piece of advice at all is the most global and perhaps most fundamental. And that is to remember that the entrepreneurial mindset that brought them success in the first place cannot go anywhere. In some respects, some of the ancillary skill sets that one needs to be able to have a growing and scaling business, whether it's brick and mortar, wholesale, or any other sort of enterprise, also really need to be honed. With regards to, in addition to entrepreneurial mindset, and by that I specifically mean making sure that we're looking for opportunity always, making sure that we are always remaining positive, making sure that we're not drowning ourselves in fear or in anxiety, taking the exercises like we just discussed to make sure that we can maintain our focus, but also making sure at all times that we make our decision day to day based on strategy. Strategy may have to pivot, we may have to be tactical, or we may have to enter into new strategies, but we've got to remain strategic. The clients I have who are the most successful at navigating this now are remembering the financial skills that they have that got them, or they're taking the time to hone them so they can make sounder decisions going forward. They're keeping their operational backbone and their human capital vision and philosophy in place so that their decisions are not overly informed by the emotions that can overcome us all or become warped during times of stress. And they're making sure that they never forget the long-term vision. The successful ones are doing all of that. The ones that are facing more challenged are just simply, oh my God, I'm in this situation. I'm feeling anxiety. What if this cough means I'm sick? Okay, let me just react. We have to resist the temptation to be that way. But we all can, or we wouldn't have made the lives that we had for ourselves.
Right, right. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It's learning to, I guess, respect our emotions, but not let them be the dictator of our actions. And that we really, if we take a moment to just sit back and reflect and take in the bigger picture, we can come from a place where we're more present to the situation and can make more intelligent decisions without, pulling our hair out and running for the hills.
Absolutely. The fact that you have a cold or that you're feeling well doesn't mean that your business is going to collapse and be out of existence in 10 days. It means that it is something that needs to be monitored. Your human capital, your strategy, your operations, your finance team are all on board as to what steps make sense for you in the long run from a multiple scenario basis. But remember that a decision based purely on anxiety about tomorrow is never going to be sustainable. And we're all not only going to need to make it through this, but we're going to need to build afterwards.
Right, right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Adrian, we just got a couple of minutes before the first break. When people are putting out their messages today, I mean, I noticed I know myself, I get this reaction when I see someone and they're just trying to sell something without really building a relationship. I see it happening on LinkedIn a lot, where people connect with you and they're immediately trying to sell you with something. And I just I want to run to the hills. And you've always been a big believer in building community and building relationships. How do you build a relationship now where many of the people who you can potentially work with, they're worried about just keeping in business themselves, surviving themselves.
Sure. So the first thing I want to address is the people who immediately try to sell you with the first connection on LinkedIn, et cetera. And I really want to write back to them and say, hey, man, is that working for you? Because just that's my response. It's your response. I see Sherry smiling. I don't know anyone who actually sits up and goes, yeah, I don't know you at oh, I'm going to sign on to your stuff. Yeah, absolutely. You spun a good little tale there. I'm going to say, no, it doesn't. So I think at this time, and honestly, I think it worked before we all became very scared and hunkered down and have our head under the desk and our face mask on, is build relationship by adding value, by giving something, whether it be information that's valuable, not information about your service. That's not valuable because they don't know you and they're not interested in buying it right now. So giving something of value, depending on obviously their industry, their type of business, etc. Sharing information about an event. Hey, putting the link to your hour right now is a value for people, sharing that proactively, sharing introductions proactively. You know, I'm all about putting people together. People are our currency, you know, and if you can do that before you start ringing up the cash register and before you're measuring the worth of that person in terms of dollars and cents, and are they going to sign on to my program? You're going to have a much better chance of establishing a relationship that ultimately can pivot, perhaps, but pivot towards one where there may be some mutual need for services. But doing it too soon, to me, is a dead end, a total dead end.
Right, right. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to really talk about, you know, kind of, I want to ask Dr. Sherry about people on the front lines a little bit, because I'm hearing sometimes conflicting information. And I really want to dig into what people can do today. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to a special broadcast of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're talking all about how to keep business relevant during these challenging times. Everyone, please stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages. And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. This is a special broadcast just for you to support our audience and our loyal listeners. Before I continue with the conversation, I do just want to take a moment to really emphasize to everybody out there, in case they have not yet really gotten the message, to please, please, please stay inside, stay home. I was on a call last night with someone, and they were talking about how the healthcare workers in the hospitals across the country are pleading with people on social media to get the message out that this is a very serious situation. And you guys know I'm not one to promulgate fear. I am not about, you know, getting people scared about stuff. But this is a really difficult situation, and even if you're feeling healthy, that does not mean that you're not carrying something and that you could not spread it to somebody else. And that's one of the most challenging parts about this pandemic, is that people who don't even know they're sick, not even sick, but know they're carriers, are spreading it. So it's really getting out there to a lot of people. So I've been getting a lot of you know, information and messages from people that say, like, look, like don't even go to the grocery store if you can avoid it. You know, wear a mask. I mean, I know. Look, I hear it all the time, and Dr. Sherry, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but they say, like, you don't need to wear a mask unless you're sick, and then you need a mask to protect other people. But in Asia, where they've had a lot more experience with dealing with this, everybody wears a mask. And if everybody wears a mask over there, I think it's probably a pretty good idea for us to wear a mask, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it is really being prudent and cautious to, for everybody to wear gloves and a mask and to take the necessary precautions right now, because it is a highly contagious environment out there. And you, like you said, you don't know who's carrying what, and they've already shown how long the virus can live on cardboard, on metal, on plastics, and how you need to wipe down your produce. And you just have to be like really extra cautious right now about everything you do. And I really think it is a good idea to wear a mask personally, not just if you're sick.
Right, right. Yeah, and the gloves too. And I saw a video even of somebody like showing how to open a box, like he's using these like tongs for an oven and cutting it open and spraying it with Lysol and even anything you bring into your home. And it's like, man, I wish I'd saw that a day ago. I just got a delivery today. I've done it.
Yeah, you do. You have to be careful with packages and just like wipe them down. And I would say put a pair of gloves on when you get your packages. And if you have the ability, if you're not in an apartment building, that you can keep your packages outside or in a garage for a couple of days before you bring them in. You know, it's to be extra cautious right now. It might seem overkill for people, but it really is a smart practice to do right now.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much. Jerry, you know, in these challenging times, one of the things that helps to keep business going is to kind of sometimes have a sense of humor about stuff, to kind of play with things a little bit. Any suggestions for how our listeners, while they're going about and having to deal with a lot of difficult choices and decisions, like how do you keep a sense of humor? How do you keep your, you know, keep having a little bit of fun in the middle of all this?
Well, it's great that you said that, because what happens is people can use their prefrontal cortex or they can use their amygdala. And the amygdala generates a lot of cortisol, which increases stress and fear and desire to self-protect. But the prefrontal cortex allows you to make wise decisions and helps you to bond with people. And it also helps to keep a balance and a sense of humor. And so people who are the most innovative are the ones who can find a chuckle in it. And that's what we want to do, is be innovative, because that's what's going to move us forward. So finding a chuckle in things, look who's still laughing. Kids are still laughing. Pets are still loving you. Find those kinds of things. And then there, my story is I have a grandchild, and my grandchild and I have a play date every day. Of course, he's gone crazy. He's 3 and a half and bouncing the walls. And if I can relieve his parents for a little while by grandma watching him through video, then, and he keeps me entertained, that's for sure. Stream of consciousness. People, bonding with people, there's so many things that are, so many people are who are trying not to be woe is me, but are looking to be uplifting, looking to brainstorm alternatives, looking to put some jokes out there. We all laugh about cat videos, but you know what? Those cat videos are helpful right now. They kind of lighten things up and let you laugh. And that's what you need to reduce stress. And as Sherry mentioned, reducing your stress keeps your immune system up, and it really helps your outlook as well as your health.
Yeah, wonderful. So glad you mentioned that about the videos. I saw one video the other day that I thought was just hysterical about, you know, a guy in quarantine and like, you know, all the crazy stuff that he was doing. And it just made me laugh because, you know, it was so outrageous and so much fun. But, you know, we have to be able to laugh at ourselves, right?
Yeah, and that's a sign of being human. It's a sign of kind of rising above. And it's a sign that, you know, we're all using our humanity right now. And if we can use our humanity to lift up other people, then it's very meaningful. Everybody wants to make a difference in someone else's life. So yes. Cutting them jokes and listening to them and bonding with them. And even if you're doing it through a video platform, it really contributes.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, Scott, you're kind of a businessman on the front lines. You talk to a lot of people.
Yes.
What are you hearing on the streets these days? How are business people reacting, responding, and what are they looking for?
First of all, I think the most impressive thing that I've seen, particularly in networking communities that I'm part of or other business organizations, has been the strength of community. People drop all of the crap that might be holding them out between others. It might be, you know, fear of competition. It might be insecurity about showing vulnerability or weakness. It might just be dropping the facade of I'm alone in this and I don't need support, I don't need strategic partners, da 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 da, and really coming together. So I have been blown away, and Adrian actually runs, you know, a networking group that has really exemplified this. The meetings have been packed. People have been, and they're, by the way, virtual, not in live or in person. But, you know, those sorts of community activities have been unbelievable, and they have provided life or death support. In addition, they provide bridge work so that people can be vulnerable and ask each other questions. Have you laid people off yet? How far down are your revenues? And in a way, the sense of humor that was just being discussed a minute ago actually can create bonds. Oh, my revenue is down 50%. Mine is down 70%. Ha 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 ha. No one's laughing because it really ain't that funny, but it is sort of an absurdist, almost apocalyptic sort of sense of humor that can bring people together. I think the other thing that I'm seeing that people are reaching out for is consistent, singular sources of information. Getting 70, 80 emails about individual coronavirus updates pertaining to every single one of your suppliers and how they're treating their employees isn't necessarily helpful. Sources like Chambers of Commerce, the Brooklyn Chamber of Commerce, I've got to give a massive shout out to, right, has been a regular source of consistent, easily compiled information. Business owners on the streets now are being required to utilize the full universe of their skill sets in a way they never have before. Strategy, like we were talking about, financial, thinking about projections, pulling on their external sources, thinking about sales, as Adrian is talking, their own health, and various scenarios for the future. So making sure that we have as much focus in each area and not as little noise as possible out there is everything. People sticking together, though, can get them to believe in the future and raise that optimism. That's what we've got to have, and that's what I know people are looking for.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. Very well said, Scott. Very well said. It's really, you know, now is the time more than ever to come together and to really help each other and support each other, because if anything, that this pandemic does show one thing, and that's we're all in this together. You know, we have a tendency to sometimes imagine ourselves as in our own little fiefdoms, our own little kingdoms. But the truth is, we're much more interrelated. We're much more connected than we really give acknowledgement to, I think, most of the time. And this more than ever is the time for us to come together and support each other, which is why I wanted to do this special broadcast, which is why I wanted to bring on, you know, other people with different expertise so that we could all kind of share and help people to deal with what's going on. Okay, it's time for us to take another quick break. When we come back, let's talk about, you know, sustaining ourselves through this. Let's talk about, you know, this is just the end of week one of, you know, in New York City for essential businesses being closed. You know, how are we going to sustain ourselves through week two, three, four, five, six, depending on how long this goes? So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to a special broadcast of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, with my special guests, Adrian Miller, Jerry Quinn, Scott Mason, and Dr. Sherry Green. And we will be right back after these messages. And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. This is a special broadcast with a special panel of experts in the business community here in New York City. I just want to give a quick shout out to the people commenting on the Facebook Live. Fritz, Ramon, Anna, thank you all for joining us. Please, if you find this conversation valuable, please help spread the word, share the video, get the word out there. So, Adrian, you live out in Long Island. You're very active in the community out there in Long Island. We're just starting to really settle into this, right? We're not quite, we don't know when the peak is going to be. We don't know when things are going to get back to normal. But we really have to start to prepare ourselves for the days and weeks and months to come. One of the things I'm noticing is people sharing a lot of their, just their thoughts, their ideas, and giving thanks to people on the front lines, like the healthcare workers, the grocery store workers, the janitors. Do you think there's a bigger place in marketing and now to express gratitude and to kind of recognize these people?
Well, I thought you were going to actually go somewhere else with that question. I think thanking the people who are on the front lines is our daily duty. I really think anything we can do on a daily basis, they are truly the heroes in this thing. You look at some of these people coming off their shifts and you just, you have no idea how they keep their stuff together. It is extraordinary. And there's lots of grousing going on about being stuck in your house. Excuse me, you're in your house. you're in your house. I assume it's a little bit comfortable and you don't have disease all over and you're not having to be wearing day-old, masks and stuff like that. So we really got to get a grip on that. But I thought you were going... I think it's very important to add value. I think it's very important to offer up these complimentary things. But your point of, we don't know when this is going to stop. And depending on where your resources lie, do you have enough financial wherewithal to be, is it 2 weeks out? Is it 2 months out? A year out? People are in different situations, okay? And we are in a very expensive area of the world. There's a funny meme going around what $1,200 means in Kansas, and the person was jumping up and down going, oh my God, I'm good for a year. And people in New York going like, oh, like still tears pulling down their face. This is a very, very big difference. So my thought, and what I'm working with a lot of my clients on now, is frankly, how can they pivot to revenue producing opportunities, because they just have to, whether it's re-engineering what they're going to the marketplace providing short or long term, whether it's having to do something that they never would have thought they would have done in the big scheme of their business plan for themselves for short-term income. I've done this before, and I've discovered this is quite positive right now. And Jerry, you and I talked about this. It's called the Pay What You Want program. Mm. I may change it to Pay What You Can program, okay? Yeah. But I've done this for 5 years. And it demonstrates that there is core benefit for what I'm putting out there. And the pay what you can, pay what you want. Someone just pinged me this morning and scheduled an appointment to do that. No one has ever not paid anything, seriously. Wow. Some have paid more than I thought they were going to pay and more than I possibly would have charged them. It's interesting how people's minds work. But people have to come up with a strategy that they can bring, so they can bring in revenue, unless they are in fact sitting on a mound of money that they don't have to do that, because we don't know when this is ending and we don't know when it ends, when the spigot of revenue will come back for many of us. I know there are some businesses that'll come back gangbusters, but maybe not everybody. So you've got a short-term perspective, a middle-term perspective, and certainly a long-term perspective that you have to deal with. And you have to be very strategic about it. You have to look at the marketplace, and you definitely have to look at your finances. You have to look at the ability to deploy and execute what you say you're going to do, because people get overtaxed, they're going to do too much, and they find that they fall apart and are not even delivering quality in the short term. So very tough times, and that's what I thought you were going at, because I even addressed it in one of our calls, which excitingly for Adrian's network, yesterday's call, three people got business right then and there on the call. Three people awesome. Hired them for things. It's awesome. But we need to start deploying some things that actually have a dollar sign attached to it, because we don't get our food for free. We don't pay our rent or mortgage. We're still paying it. I know they may give us a little bit of leeway, but overall, everybody is financially hurting.
Yeah.
We have to make money.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's one of the things that for me has been a little challenging, because I was just about to start doing some virtual trainings and stuff. And now I see everyone's doing all this stuff for free. And I'm like, yeah, but I still need to make money. And Jerry, it's okay to make money, Jerry, right? During this time.
It absolutely is. Everybody's got to make money. You mentioned a few things before in terms of emotions. You can actually have your emotion or be consumed by your emotion. Let it, be all of it.
Right.
Consume all of you. And so if you have your emotion, then you are separate from it and you can rise above it. And then you can, work to minimize that emotion and do that shift so you can put other parts of your brain in charge. And then you can innovate. So if you're going to innovate and do what you just said in terms of moving forward, that's what's going to take people forward. And what's important doing that too is to look at all your expenses. And so if you look at your expenses, you can see what is the things that you need to keep, your key resources that you really have to keep, whether it be your staff, certain insurances, your rent perhaps. And then you can look at what payment arrangements can you make to stretch out some of those payments so they're not all coming due now, which means you get on the phone with your vendors and you negotiate, right?
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. No, it's a great idea. It's like, just because someone says you owe me this much money doesn't mean you can't go back and say, well, can I pay some of it now and some of it a little later?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then there are grants, there are loans, there are things offered by city, state, and federal government. There are the SBA has things going on. Companies like Facebook are making loans available. And when that happens, other companies will probably jump in. I mean, they want our business, so they're trying to court us as their customers. So let them help us out, right?
Right, right.
So it's really important to have somebody in your company that's really going to focus. And if you're a solopreneur, God bless you, it's you. Really focus on how are we going to save money? How are we going to have these conversations with vendors? How are we going to look for every single thing that we are eligible for? And how do we put together the package? Everything has an application. So what are we going to put on the applications that justify us in the best light to earn this grant or this loan? And your part-time CFO might help you with that, or your full-time CFO if you're large enough, or your CPA, or other kinds of consultants. They can help you with those kinds of things.
Right.
And I really like what Adrian said about pivoting. What I like to do with my company, my customers and clients, is to do a SWOT analysis. So a SWOT analysis is strengths and weaknesses, opportunities and threats. And of course, there's ways of thinking about all four of those quadrants, but the biggest one right now is, how are you going to use the strength, your strengths, to maximize any opportunities that are available to you right now? I mean, the opportunities you had last year might be last year's opportunities.
Yeah.
These right now are the industries that are working well. How can you latch onto that with your current strengths? And that might mean a pivot, it might mean an adjustment, but really don't do it by yourself. Do it with a group of people who can brainstorm with you, because you're all going to have blind spots. And if you want to cover those blind spots, get other people to do it with you.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. Very good, very good. Thank you, Jerry. Dr. Sherry, just we have a couple of minutes just before break. I just wanted to ask you, given that, you know, economically, everybody's going to be hurting for a while, any sort of low cost or like ways that we can stay healthy that isn't really going to take a lot of resources?
Yeah, there's so many to talk about. And I mean, we can really just talk about food first. I mean, we all have to eat anyway, so we're all going to be eating. And it's an interesting time out there that a lot of the shelves are bare for the, you know, non-perishables, but there's an abundance of fruits and vegetables out there. And that is so primary right now to keep your body healthy, because food is medicine. And they are your protection. Fruits and vegetables are just so abundant, and their ability to ward off pathogens is huge. So, you know, and also reducing anxiety. Like, believe it or not, you eat apples, bananas, wild blueberries, cherries, berries. These actually can reduce, they've been shown to reduce anxiety. Because a lot of it, you know, just talking about how long is this going to go on for? Is it going to be a few weeks? Is it a few months? Is it a year? And thinking about all the things that we have to think about in our business, stressful. So eating right now, my advice is lowering your fat content, because when you lower your fat content, you actually oxygenate your blood. And oxygen kills viruses. So the more oxygen you have, the more that it's antiviral. And eating fresh garlic and eating fresh ginger, all of these things, asparagus, cucumbers, sweet potatoes, these are actually foods that are so healing for the immune system and actually antiviral. So, you know, herbs, all of these things are really affordable. As far as like trying to get a little bit into your diet every day just to support your immune system. So my first thing would be, you know, always would be food, 100%.
Wonderful. Great, great. Thank you so much, Sherry. Very, very important advice. I actually, before this broadcast, my wife and I, we ran out to the grocery store. We had to wait online for like about 45 minutes to get in. It was Trader Joe's. They were very good, you know, just letting in a few people at a time. But yeah, the shelves were fully stocked. You know, everyone made this big run on the supermarkets before, and so now they're not coming back, but now the supermarket's got plenty of food and plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables. Absolutely. And that's, I mean, any time, but now, especially more than most times.
More important than anything right now to get your fruits and vegetables in, because it will help you to feel stronger, have more clarity of thought. All of the things that we want to run our businesses, we have to keep our mind and body healthy right now, more than anything.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, believe it or not, it's already time to take our last break before the end of the show. So we got one more segment coming up. In this last segment, I'm just going to ask you guys for your top tips. You know, anything that we haven't already mentioned that you think people need to know that can support them and help them with what's going on. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to a special broadcast of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, talking all about keeping business going during challenging times. And we will be right back with my whole panel of guests right after this. And welcome. welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We have a special broadcast with a whole panel of amazing guests, Adrian Miller, Scott Mason, Jerry Quinn, and Dr. Sherry Green. Scott, I'm going to start off with you since I didn't get to you last segment. What are like one or two of your top tips for people in business today to know?
First of all, in tough times like now, it's always important to do this stuff, but focus on it like a laser if you can. Number one, fully leverage and deepen the relationships with your key external partners, your bankers, your insurance agents, your CFO or your accountants, or other people that you are going to need later down the road. It might just be reaching out to your banker or insurance agency and asking them how they're doing. They will appreciate that because no one cares about them. They just care about what they're getting from them. You'll make a difference. Two, focus on heightening your financial intelligence and fully utilizing the financial resources at your disposal. Really thinking about ways that your accountant or your CPA or your CFO can creatively help you project into the future and figure out what decisions make the most financial sense. Number three, focus on your human capital infrastructure. Look at how you've been measuring people. Have those sorts of measurements inform the decisions that you're making around people rather than emotion now of all times. And finally, focusing on your leadership skills. Like I said earlier, being strategic, being entrepreneurial up here in your head, no matter what, you will make it through.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, Scott. Jerry, I'll go to you next.
Yeah, so I'd like you to, I encourage the business owners to really think about using downtime now to record systems and processes, write it down. Let's get your business ready, positioned for the future. And then cross-train your employees so that if someone is out, somebody else can fill in. Secondly, think about the different kinds of customers you have. Maybe segment them by mindset. Like who's hunkering down and just acting really fearful? They're not going to do anything with you, and you can just assure them that you'll be there for them. Then there are those who would like to move forward maybe with something, get positioned for the what's going to come next, but they really don't have resources and they're not really ready to invest resources. And then there are those who have maybe deeper pockets, who want to be more innovative, and they're really willing to make that investment. And then work with those people. I do invite everyone to a 3 o'clock call. I've been running every single day since this has started. So at 3 p.m. every weekday, you can join in, and it's free for anybody as business owners helping business owners. So I can post that. Where would you like me to post that, Sam?
You can post it in the comments section of the video.
Okay, of the Zoom that we're doing right now?
Yeah. If you go on the Facebook Live, if you go to Facebook, you'll see the video. It's posted in Adrian's group. It's posted on my timeline.
Oh, I'll post it in the Facebook group. Okay, great.
All right, wonderful. Dr. Sherry, it's top tips that we haven't discussed that you want people to know before we finish up.
Sure. When it comes to taking care of your physical health right now, there are some key supplements that I would probably recommend for you all that are really critical for fighting all kinds of pathogens, specifically viruses. So number one would be a liquid zinc sulfate. Most of us are very zinc deficient, and it actually can stop the growth of a virus. All viruses are allergic to zinc, and it actually knocks them down. So number one. Number two, vitamin C, very, very strong antioxidant. It's already been proven. It's shown high levels of like vitamin C have the ability to oxidize and actually injure and break down a virus and disperse it in your body. So that's super, super key. It also helps to build up your white blood cells. Number three would be lemon balm. Lemon balm is also really calming for the nervous system, but it's a very strong antiviral. It fights all kinds of viruses. Any herbs that you get, I recommend getting alcohol-free. There would also be cat's claw, which is a very powerful antiviral. It's one of the best tools against viruses, sinus infections, sore throats, all kinds of infections, migraines, IBS. And the last one I would say is probably lysine. So that slows down and it hinders viruses, and it really, really is a supportive antiviral. My last tip would be drink a cup of thyme tea every day. Just get some fresh sprigs of thyme, put it in a cup, and have some hot water, or make thyme water. And you can do the same thing and let it sit in your refrigerator overnight, let it infuse. Thyme is so antiviral and it crosses the blood-brain barrier. It's great for the lungs. So every day, a cup of thyme tea, really easy.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Dr. Sherry. Wonderful. Add a couple of things for me. All right, saving the best for last. Adrian.
So I was busy.
And Adrian, before you go,
I'm like writing all this down, liquid zinc sulfate. I'm like scrawling on post-its. Some of this I'm already doing. I'm feeling like very exciting, but excited because Sherry and I have gone back and forth like when this was just starting. Top tips, two real quickies. The first one, please don't go invisible now. I mean, I have people who have decided they're not going to post their blog anymore. They're not posting on social media. They're like disappearing. So yeah. I've tried to gently tell them, they don't need me to write it for them, but don't disappear. If you disappear now, you will be gone when this ends, and it will end. We know it'll end. Don't disappear. Be smart. Position yourself as a subject matter expert. Have people look at your posts and go, wow, that's good stuff, all right? So post your stuff on social media. Do some email marketing. Pick up the phone. Old-fashioned, man, pick up the phone. And please set yourself a goal each and every day. I'm an aggressive sort, okay? So I'm not going to let any day go by that I am not doing probably between 15 and 30 touch points, okay? And if I can do more than that, I will. I have no desire to disappear when this is all done. So yes. You are not going to forget about me. Absolutely. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is, really, this uses time. And I love Jerry saying downtime. I don't have a single bit of downtime. I don't know. I'm like working like 19 hours a day. But what makes you different? This is a really good time. And use that SWOT analysis that Jerry had talked about to really hone in on what makes you different in the marketplace. And if the only point of differentiation you can come up with is, we have great customer service, really go back to the drawing board, hire somebody to help pull out from you what makes you different, because we are in a hugely competitive, interconnected world. And if we didn't think we were interconnected before this pandemic, we sure know it now, okay? So what makes you different? Obviously, the difference has to equal an improvement. And don't disappear. Don't disappear on us. If you do, you're probably not going to be able to reappear when this is all done.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And Adrian, I want to give a big thank you to you for helping me to organize all this and organize a special broadcast, and for you keeping, you know, Adrian's network going. The calls are amazing. I can't get on all of them because it's just too much to do in a day. But I highly recommend people check it out, adriansnetwork.com. Just quickly, I'm going to go around to everyone. Adrian, how do people find you if they want to learn more about you?
Email is amiller@adrianmiller.com, and it's Adrian, A-D-R-I-A-N, amiller@adrianmiller.com. I'm on Facebook, I'm on LinkedIn, and can certainly be available by phone or text. My telephone number is there, but for anyone who wants to take it down right now, it's 516-445-1135. People say, oh my God, you're giving out your number. I wish 10,000 people would be calling me in the next minute. It's not like a telethon. I don't think that's going to happen. But if you want to, I'm here for you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Adrian. Jerry, how do people find you?
So my email is jerry@drivingimprovedresults.com. And my website is drivingimprovedresults.com. And yeah, I'll give you my phone number too, 570-881-4261. Call. I love to hear the sound of your voice, and let's have a real conversation. And I hope you show up for our 3 p.m. support conversations and deepen the relationship and share great ideas with everyone else.
Wonderful, Jerry. Thank you. Sherry, how do people find you?
Or they could email me at Dr. Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-I, green with an E at the end, at gmail.com. They can call my office at 646-849-6444. On Instagram, they could follow me at Dr. Sherry Green. I am definitely available to work with people. I work a lot with autoimmune conditions, chronic conditions, really getting people out of chronic pain and helping them through this viral episode, because there's so much you really can do to protect yourself right now. So email, phone call, follow me on Instagram and or Facebook and connect. Show up. I'm here for you.
Wonderful. Scott.
Email me too. s.scottmason@gmail.com. I will spell that. s.scottmason@gmail.com. You can also find me at LinkedIn, s.scottmason. Text me or call me, 212-363-0067. Yes, I do have a text number with a 212 area code. It's true. And I'm like Adrian, call me and talk. You know, I'm happy to talk to anyone who feels like they need a voice outside of their own head to listen to pull back and help get them to a place where they need to be. That's all that it's about at this point.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you all for joining us. I really appreciate it. Thank you for contributing. And of course, if anyone wants to get a hold of me, sam@theconsciousconsultant.com, all one word, The Conscious Consultant. Or you can always find me at sam@talkradio.nyc. Thank you all for tuning in to this special broadcast. I'll hopefully be doing more of these in the future. I'm here to serve you, trying to do great stuff for you. I appreciate all my experts on the panel today, and I appreciate everyone out there listening, watching the videos, even if you're listening to the podcast afterwards or watching the video afterwards. Thank you, and take care, and know that we are all here to help and support you. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Spring? Is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely there fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. That means more comfort and less baggage. Experience how Allbirds is redefining comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's Allbirds.com, code SUPER24.